Yes, sir, this is Cap.
Cap, on that thing on I'm going to do, as you know, we're going to do it now, 2 months from now.
Yes.
I hope you realize how strongly I feel about it.
Oh, I do. Yes,
and I hope you agree with it. Now, the point that I want to make, however, is that I think your figure for MIT has got to be low. Let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting over $500 million a year into that damned National Science Foundation.
Yes.
You know, isn't that true?
For the whole foundation, I think that's just about right.
But that's all. All of that money goes to basic research. In other words, none of that's for laser beams or...
No.
Or, right?
No, that's right.
I want to do is to take that and cut that to $100 million.
But that is not just one institution, sir.
I know it isn't. I know it isn't. Yeah. But I understand MIT gets a hell of a chunk of that.
They get, as closely as we can figure, approximately 40.
Well, then why can't we cut that?
Well, that was the area we.
Well, but
on.
all we got, he said there was only $31 million that could be cut, and my point is that if they get $40 million from the National Science Foundation, we just cut it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see my point? Because that's all subsidy of teacher salaries.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think there's a little equipment, not very much. The bulk
of
it is in that.
We'll just get that. We can't cut it totally out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm thinking of a 50-60% cut, you know. For all, we've got to have an austerity budget next year, and this is an opportunity because higher education is way, way oversubsidized.
Oh.
They've gotten fat, and frankly, I just think we ought to bust them hard.
Well, we're going to have to find plenty of areas to do it, and this is a perfectly good one.
Well, that isn't a hell of a lot, but it's something in its area. Well, education generally, you know, is an area that you've got to dig into.
Yeah.
So I just want you to look over, what I want you to do, I want to look, there's $14 billion of subsidy for education, isn't there?
Generally right, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
How much of that is for higher education?
Well, at this point, probably close to about 3.5 to 4, I would guess.
Isn't very much. But anyway, you can see what I mean. You can't knock down the University of California's lab for whatever the hell they're doing and this and that. But what I mean is that when we're in the tiddlywink stuff, I mean, I think some of this transportation and environment stuff is But, you know, I want a ruthless examination of it, and we'll just tighten them all up and not renew the contracts.
Yeah, well,
fair enough.
That is the way to go rather than any cancellations at this point.
Oh, no, cancellations cost us money, and also they'd say, what the hell are we canceling for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the point is, though, that the renewal of contracts makes a lot of sense because by that time we'll have our mid-year budget review. We'll have a lot of stories out that we have to cut the budget.
Pretty frightening, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll just go right after these people and knock their brains out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been trying to do this for years, you know, and I've been fought by the HEW and, frankly, some of our people that are close to universities and our own White House staff.
Right.
But I'm not going to tolerate it anymore.
No.
I figure that I know we've got to cut a lot of things. We're going to flush, of course, as you know, we don't have to. The Senate is going to do it for us. The HR1 is dead, and probably revenue sharing, I hope, a few other things. So we'll get some help in those fields.